This is Listener's Guide, a series from Big Secret Records. Each episode leads you deep into how the label's releases were made, with the artists who made them. I'm Andrew Jones, the owner and operator of Big Secret Records, talking to you from the label's home base in Portland, Oregon. Today, in our exploration of In the Meantime by Bob Cummins Jr., you'll discover what is and what is not a real musical instrument, the recipe for the perfect fuzzy sound, and this song's connection to the blockbuster cinema classic starring Gary Oldman as a young man, Meantime. In the Meantime sounds like there's a lot of real instrumentation, but I don't know if that's true.
Yes, the piano is my grandmother's piano in my home, my family home in Dallas. And the drums were your drums that were set up in the living room that I recorded with my laptop on the tom. So there's so no tom in the drum part. The bass is, in fact, a real bass guitar. And the electric guitar, I think it's direct in. It might be, what's your guitar that you got from Frank? It's like kind of like, it's like a brown kind of like steely, like a guitar that Walter Becker would have.
The Washburn?
Yes.
Is that
yours?
It's not from Frank. It's a guitar that I got my friend, it's a tangent. My childhood friend growing up. His uncle like gave him that guitar, and it was just like sitting for like years. And I was like,
"It's a good sounding guitar."
Yeah, it's.
I think that's the one on several as well.
It's the one I reach for most often because it sounds really good.
Yeah.
Plays really well.
It's got a real like power poppy kind of just mid range tone.
Certainly.
But it's very bright.
Yeah.
And it sounds great direct in through a Red Scarlet.
God bless.
That kind of fuzzy tone, that part is, you know, pretty straightforward, but it wasn't about like nailing the notes for me. It was really about getting the tone right. And that was so hard. I still felt like I just kind of approximated it because it's pretty like unique of a sonic signature. It sounds old. Like it sounds like something that you would hear in like a record from, you know, like the 60s or 70s.
Yeah. I mean, it's got kind of a, like a sort of a Glenn Campbell thing going on. Big fan of his baritone guitar style and playing things low on the neck. I think it fits in a mix, especially when it's a piano-based song. I love a fuzz.
And super weird chord changes for a guitar riff to follow.
Yeah. Speaking of Walter Becker, this is my most Steely Dan tune. But I was trying to write a Burt Bacharach song. It ended up sounding a little more like some of the chords, I guess they work by the skin of their teeth. It has this real uneasy feeling that I need to do this more often now that I'm saying it, but I had just watched the movie Meantime from 1979.
Classic.
Very very depressing.
The
very depressing. Yeah, it was a TV movie that was shown on the BBC, and I believe it was the first movie that Gary Oldman was in.
He was young.
Yeah, and he plays a real awful character. I'm not even going to get into it. He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. But it's not really about him. He's like the dipshit friend of the main character, who's just this guy who lives in like this dingy old apartment in like Bristol with his family. And like half of the movie kind of takes place as conversations between the family members and the unemployment line. It's about the meantime between events. But their meantime just is a very long one. You can tell that this has been going on for years, just them kind of struggling, but also just kind of losing the will to try. I think the song is a little more bright than that, but it's got that kind of late 70s moody English vibe to it. I love movies, to quote the great Weisbrot.
I think that In the Meantime is like somehow this perfect collage of everything that you like and everything that I think you like.
The Beatles. It's
it's like Glenn Campbell meets Steely Dan meets Duster meets like Arthur Russell or something. It's just like it's so many things packed into one, but it's not like indicative of any one thing. It's like so you know it's like I think it was one of the first tunes I heard that was like completed, and I was like, this is weird, like this is so fucking sick, like this is like unlike anything
I've heard. one of the songs that I don't like listening to my material, but I was recording Jasper's bass today for the live stuff. We did all of it live. I did not re-record anything for the live record. Damn, but dude. I was hanging out with Jasper today, and he was playing bass along with the song because he loves it so much. And I could stand to listen to it. It's got some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah, proud of that one.
If you're not a musician, I think it sounds like a song, you know, but it's all weird stuff. Like it's all not you know. Like experimental weird, but
not Death Grips.
Yeah,
there's no John Cage in it.
Yeah, but it's not like top 40. It's more like, you know, if you're like a 70s singer songwriter kind of appreciator, it's the stuff that you would buy that like didn't have any singles on it, you know.
Right, 70s songwriter appreciator.
Yeah,
follow me on Twitter.
But yeah, all the melodies that are on that one like make sense. I mean, you can sing along to it, but then once you start playing and singing along to it, then things get hairy.
Yes.
Mm.
You're the king of that.
Oh, yes.
Especially if you're playing on guitar.
Oh, Andy, I feel you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those songs where, you know, you're playing something in the right hand, you're playing a chord on the piano, and you're just kind of doing a chromatic thing, and I thought it was a pretty, you know, just fun piano progression. But then I was like, Skinny, just play it on the guitar, man. it's like, it's just going all over the neck, and it was a mess. It
took me a long time.
Yeah.
Couldn't help myself. I had to add in the live version there at the end of In the Meantime, a great track by a great guy. Subscribe to the podcast to learn about the rest of Shakewell track by track. Visit BigSecretRecords.com or find the label on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter to learn more about what's next from Big Secret Records. Thank you for listening. Good night.